Just to clarify a couple things too, we are a little bit different than maybe a lot of your other builders in the area. We, as part of our package, we're the only builder, we develop the property and we're the only builder. So it's not like we're selling lots off to other people, and then that's how a lot of times rates get confused. It's only us, so we want to make sure that everything works for us. In addition, we include all of the landscaping with it, so it's not like people are waiting a year to get their landscaping in. As other developers, it's up to the homeowner to somehow subcontract that out. So we are a little bit different in terms of the way we approach not only the development of the land, but the sales of lots as well, and what we include in the lots to make it a better overall neighborhood. And that's one of the things that we're known for.
You have the site surveyed. You've got it staked out. You've got elevation markers in there already. The footings are measured first, and then isn't the top of the wall also certified?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's actually two checkpoints on that.
Right.
Then our staff, Glenn, do you guys go out and make sure that we're at that point then before they cap it off?
Typically, it's in the inspections department.
Correct.
Does the measurements, does the footing certification.
And the inspection department is out there, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, Alderwoman, are you fine with that? As well as you can be? Alderman Taylor.
I was going to add that yesterday we had a ribbon cutting and Alderman Dandry joined me and we had this conversation, Matt and I did. This isn't a situation where they're trying to get out of doing something. They're not trying to get out of a path. They're not trying to get out of anything. They got behind because of the weather, they're not the only developer in Franklin or in Milwaukee County or in southeast Wisconsin that haven't gotten behind. And I think they're just saying, we need to do this so we don't get behind a year from now in phase two. You know, so I believe the way this is written is you're okay with, you know, not getting permits on phase two until you're done with phase one. Because if that was the case and you're getting permits on phase two and you're not done with phase one, then that's a problem. That's what we discussed yesterday. So I will make a motion. Would that be option B? With the language provided. Go ahead. What? Is that right? Glenn? Is it B? Or is it C?
Hey, Alderman, I'll return to Rick with this.
Okay, that's fine. We'll make the motion. Yep.
So, item C?
Yeah.
And the developer can work with that. Second. And any additional comments before we vote? I would also like to say that if you've not had a chance to drive into that subdivision, it is a spectacular new subdivision that's going up on the corner of 51st and Buttes. And it is actually, in my opinion, ahead of schedule. It's been a very positive impact on the with the demand. So we'll continue on with the economy.
I have a point of clarification.
Yes, Alderman.
So on the motion, we're doing the no suggestive resolution provided. Yeah, option B is the suggestive resolution, which is a
change. Yeah, we want. We want to make that change with the.
Don't you want B with the change?
I think that'd be appropriate.
Yeah,
B
with the change.
With the modification that we changed.
I heard C, so that was.
Well, I was going B, and then I was told C. That's why
I was thinking that
option C was intended for if you want to make conditional. You know, you can't do this or you can't do that. So this is fine.
So for the point
option
of clarification, the motion is option B.
And do we have an amendment?
Well, that's the. I'm making the amendment to that based on the document that we were handed.
Okay. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? The motion passes 6 in favor, none against. Matt, thank you. G4 is recommendations from the Quarry Monitoring Committee. Amendment, amend the professional services agreement change order with Stantec to comply with the Common Council direction. Alderwoman.
Yes, I had asked to have the professional service agreement change order she put into the Quarry Monitoring Committee packet, and it had already been signed, but the language didn't go along with the motion, as was said it since the comment period. So I had asked to put it back on the agenda for clarification. The motion that was made is the motion that is in the first paragraph. And as you can see from what that motion is in the paragraph, it's a little different, especially with the use of the drones. And one thing that was missing, actually, from the initial motion was that we were going to have some markers put in permanently so it would serve everyone from that point forward, that we were going to use the existing center line of the road, which was always a question. Section line to center line, and that those stakes in the ground, just like everyone has the survey boundary stakes and different corners of properties, that those would serve both the Pena Dolan and the city as far as where not to go beyond. So when I talked to Mike Brzezinski from Stantec, he said that he had this drone idea. I don't even know where the drone idea came from. So I'm really not 100% sure where to go from here, except for this change order needs to be renegotiated to do the intent of what the Quarry Monitoring Committee brought to the council and the council thought we were getting. So I guess I'd like some feedback on that.
City Council,
what
more do I Alderman?
Can we simply refer this back to the Quarry Monitoring Committee to get some detail into that? As I recall, the first motion in March 19th that you made, it doesn't say boundaries in the minutes. So, and it doesn't put footage in there either for both the ceremonies. So, I agree that it has to be developed with the center line footages to the east and to the south. And we should look at impermanent boundaries, but the original motion didn't call for that, as far as I know.
But Alderman, Barber, don't we already have footage allowances within the PDD?
Yes.
So we want markers to reflect that. That's already in the PDD. So does it have to go back to a committee that is having difficulty being Not to have markers, but there is a 600 foot from the center line, correct?
And 800 from the
So
the question is a drone the new technology and should be utilized because it's better than a man coming out with a survey? Our impression was that an individual certified surveyor would come out and do the survey. So how we get that done, I'm not sure.
Yourself or anyone here, for the most part, are not engineers, and are drones being used for this technology today? It possibly could be. I don't know. I don't want to restrict that ability, but it could be cross-verified with a sextant to make sure that this could be, that's accurate. But I think it's technology of today, and so I don't want to negate the possibility of it as well. But Alderwoman?
Well, I guess I'm not sure how you drive in a stake if you're not out on the ground because you're just using a drone. So that the staking issue is sort of separate from how the survey gets accomplished. But one of the other suggestions in the discussion we had at council was citizens had wanted either Mike Barber and I present. I don't think we can be out there when they're doing the drone. And some of the concerns were, well, you don't want to have someone in this dangerous area and falling over the cliff of this into this quarry area. And my comment back to that, well, is there's 650 feet and 800 feet from the center line. You should be able to walk from the center line to that point. You shouldn't be falling over the cliff. I mean, You know, there should be solid ground to be walking on.
Well,
if there's no ground there, that means that stop walking. I don't understand what.
Well, I see that the motion wants to include you, so, and to work with staff. Isn't that
right? But the
measure?
way it's done in the consultants thing is with this drone use, and there wouldn't be actually anyone on site; they would just be flying it, which leaves one no ability for anyone else to be out there verifying because it's not an actual survey on ground, and two, no way to put in markers if they're doing it that way.
Well, that is your opinion, right?
Well, you got to be there to put the markers in. You can't do it with from a drone.
But, true, but you can take measurements. And I believe you can probably take very accurate measurements with a very good drone. So all of them, you're gonna be involved with staff. You can ask those questions and say, hey, I'd like to get, you know.
There is no staff.
Alderwoman with, it says here, with the Director of Administration. So you guys are going to work together and not even have to worry.
This is what I'd suggest. I'd like to suggest that I'm able to have direction from the council to work with the consultant to get this language how the council intended. And if there's any question, I'd like to hear everyone's input right now. If you're okay with a drone, if you want the markers in, if you're okay with someone else being present, all of those things we flush out now, then I flush the language out. I can run it past the city attorney or whoever's comfortable with doing that, and we get this contract signed on how we actually want this to be done. Because the Quarry Monitoring Committee basically consists of Alderman Barber and I for the most part, and it doesn't make any sense to send it back
right.
to committee.
I didn't make that recommendation. That was a recommendation by Alderman Barber. But Alderman Taylor.
Thanks. I just think, don't we want to know what the hell the boundaries are?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just that simple. And how we get there, let's just get there. Let's just find out what they are, whether they've been crossed at all or whether they haven't, and if they haven't, here's where they are and you can't go past them. Like, I think that's all we want. And if I'm wrong, then I've been napping for the last, what, how many years been coming to these things? Right, exactly. So let's get this over with.
Sure. Okay, do you know what the direction is? That you will work with city staff, the attorney, come up with a practical, feasible solution to determine what the proper boundaries are and get them staked out.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against? Oh, seeing no one against it. Six in favor? None against. All in favor. Go out there.
Fix it.
Okay. Item 5. Now we're on the right one, huh? Well, it's Alderwoman anyway. It's Alderwoman Wilhelm. This is regarding the contract and scope of service for the Pleasant View Park.
We haven't finished on the quarry issue because on the bottom the Quarry Monitoring Committee had a discussion from the citizens, as well as several of them spoke tonight, that they are disappointed in the appointment situation. And they had asked if we would bring forward an ordinance that would allow the citizens to appoint a member. So just like the aldermen get to appoint a member, the mayor appoints a member, the citizens in the area would like to be able to have the ordinance changed to appoint a member. And that is something we could take back to the committee. There's no way we're ready to have anything here. We'd have to do that. But I guess city attorney's opinion on how that could be done, if that has been done or whatever, so we could work on that and bring it back.
Okay, so do you want to refer that to staff so you can work on a solution?
No, I'd like the city attorney to, before we put effort into it as a committee, I'd like to know the feasibility of citizen appointment to a committee in addition to aldermanic and mayor appointment.
City attorney.
Standard statutory process. My understanding is the law equals the current citizen.
That is, it's the opposite. The citizens in the neighborhood would like to be able to make a nomination for it and make it.
Any election
would be part of that election, this sort of whole city.
That's why I thought I needed to ask.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to draw those lines then also, I guess. By order.
Well, part of the problem is right now we can't get anyone appointed, so we're sitting there trying to function with no staff, no one, you know, taking minutes is a problem, getting anything done.
What about
done is
any
problem.
The ordinance to add another citizen position?
There you go.
But who appoints that citizen position is what the concern of the residents are, because you know they feel they have highly qualified people that they can't get brought forward. And they've been trying for many years. And it's politically blocked.
It's up to the town council, but there are boards and commissions, committees within the city where appointments are made by the alderman person or the district.
Okay, I think I've got the direction.
Alderman Barber, and then
one of the reasons that we are understaffed right now is that the county council did not approve the mayor of the appointment. But I would be the person on it who would serve. So I just want that as part of the record also. That was a vote by this council not to approve the appointment. It's somewhat short also.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Barber. Alderman Taylor.
So just so I'm clear, so right now it's a mayoral appointment, right? And then only one? Or how many? One each, but there, how many members are there? You're on the committee, Kristen. How many members?
There are five total.
Two aldermen, two aldermanic appointments, and one mayor. Okay, so we did not. I didn't vote for the mayor's appointment. I think it did fail. He can bring in another, whether we like it or not. He can bring in someone else. I just don't know. I don't like this idea. We're going to draw boundaries. And we're going to say residents are going to run for alderman. Then you had the choice last April. No offense, but I'm just saying, like, they're your district or yours or whatever.
They're all aldermen.
Right, all mayors. So the point being is, this is not, I mean, I'm not going to support having citizens get together and say we're going to pick a
person. No, that wasn't the direction
right.
I was taking.
And if you're going to add another appointee besides the mayor, it's not going to be one of you two. It's going to be the whole common council as a whole. That's how why we vote on it. So I just don't know where this is going to go and why we're going to add any more staff, any work at all involved. The mayor's not here forever. Maybe there'll be a next mayor or one after that. Let's just put in our body on there. Just invite. I get that you want to do that. I voted against the person you didn't like. I would probably have difficulty, even though I like you, voting for you because there is a conflict. You live there. You have a home. You're invested
why
there.
Why is that a conflict?
Well, I think some could consider that.
You could add bias to it. We need to have objective presence.
No, I'm just saying, like, so the point being is the mayor, it just doesn't work that way. You know, I don't know.
In the past, he asked me to appoint.
Jill.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I won't. I'm not saying I won't, but I mean, well,
okay.
You can't shut them down. That's what.
Why wouldn't you want somebody from the neighborhood?
Hey, Bruce, we can't talk on this. Wait. The attorney wants to intercede first, and then Alderman.
Just a brief point. Statutorily, for many, many years, we have a landfill siting committee entity created under state law, and there's a category under the statute titled affected nearby residents. Affected nearby residents become members of the siting committee along with other representatives from the involved government. It's just
that's interesting.
Look at forming a quarry siting. Look at forming a quarry siting committee.
Maybe Alderman Barber.
Okay, Jill.
Take minutes at the next meeting.
Okay, Jill, we're done. Michael, we're moving on to Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Well, I mean, you knew that there wouldn't be a conflict because the original things are for the alderman to make those appointments, and they're picking them from the people affected by the quarry. So that's already taking place. So it wouldn't be a conflict with another person living there.
You don't have to be from District 5.
Thank you. Okay, so you're going to refer that item.
We'll take that to committee and we'll look at the ordinance and we'll come back with the recommendation.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.